Good morning. Sister Jean and I, with our daughter, Pamela Niles Christek, and our two granddaughters, are indeed very happy, blessed of the Lord, to once again be assembled in convention with each one of you dear ones in the Lord. We wish to bring to you Christian love and greetings from our home class, the Los Angeles Ecclesia, also from the Tuesday night study meeting, which is held in Cerritos at the Austin home, and also from the many friends that have been assembled at our annual 4th of July convention. All voted that we would send our love and greetings to each one wherever we go. And so we have this blessed privilege of doing so. I would first of all like to take this wonderful privilege afforded me to welcome each one of you dear ones to this 1987 Bible Students General Convention at Albion, Michigan. We read the words of Jehovah, our Heavenly Father, in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. The Heavenly Father has drawn us together. The question is, why have we been drawn to come to this convention? We come away for 6 days, which is but a small part of our lives. Yet we know that back at this convention, as all other conventions, there have been not only days, but many years of preparation to make this feast of fat things possible this week for you and I. For in a far distant past, a time when our Heavenly Father was alone, He planned to have a new creation that He could delight in, who would develop His character and sharing with Him His wonderful glory and beauty of the divine nature. But to make this possible, God had planned a great sacrifice of His Son, that it might become the basis for the justification of the new creation class, who would be selected from amongst the world of mankind, and who to Him would be a people for a purpose. Romans 8:28. He also arranged that these should be invited to present themselves willingly in full submission of consecration and dedication to Him by yielding themselves to the sweet influences of His will day by day, undergoing a great transformation work unto His glorious image and to the likeness of His dear Son, who would be the head of this new creation. Yes, the Apostle Paul tells us that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, and which is to be an unreasonable sacrifice on our part. And we might do this by the transforming of our minds into His glorious will. And so upon this basis that we each, as all did all the saints throughout the age, to make this our calling and our election sure. If our Heavenly Father had not had such a plan and had not taken these vital various steps that were so necessary, we would not be assembled here at this convention together as the prospective members of that glorious body of Christ. We also think of our Lord Jesus, who, as the Apostle Paul declared, though He was rich, yet for our sake He became poor, that we through His poverty might be made rich. Jesus is the one whose glorious merit has justified each one of us. He is that glorious head of the body. Like Him, we have received the glorious Holy Spirit of God, which has also illuminated our hearts and our mind to be able to see the glorious work that Jesus had done for our blessing and for our learning. This campus to which you and I have come has been a dedicated school for learning. Our Heavenly Father has sanctified and dedicated this to be for us the school of Christ, for our spiritual learning, refreshing these 6 days of convention. Therefore, we have come together, assembled as God's children, realizing our own individual responsibilities to the Lord and to the glorious truth that has been given to us. The blessings of this convention should be both from the platform which the spoken word will come forth to us and from our fellowship one with another. We trust that we may carry away from this convention with some of the glorious Holy Spirit that will be generated amongst us here, that the spirit of confidence in the truth that the Lord has given us may be strong and firm. And let us hold the banner of truth highly and testify that it was indeed good to have been here together. Let us manifest the spirit of truth, the spirit of love, of kindness, the spirit of righteousness and faithfulness to God's glory and righteousness, and to the glory of God's glorious kingdom, so that the blessings received from our sweet fellowship one with another will not depend upon each one of us in a measure of enthusiasm. So, in other words, as we are enthused about coming together, will the blessings flow from our hearts to one another, which we have this glorious privilege of assembling at convention. This is another oasis for us, whereby we will be refreshed. The Apostle Paul admonishes us to hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:24. We are also admonished to consider one another, to provoke unto love and good works. Reading it from the Amplified, it reads this way: let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up and stimulate and incite each other to love and helpful deeds and noble activities, not forsaking as believers and as the habit of some, but admonishing, warning or urging, and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the days approaching. And as the theme text, the banner above us reads, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. And so may we unitedly worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, as we read in John 4th chapter, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such that worship him. And so may we, as we unitedly worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, be a comfort to one another, encouraging one another as soldiers of the cross, fighting the good fight of faith and laying hold on eternal life, which is the reward of faithfulness and loyalty to the Lord, whom we all love, adore, and cherish. And so, once again, welcome. And may the peace which Jesus left for us be with us at convention, and our blessing may be a great joy in the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Christick, for your welcome address this morning. Well, I'll use hymn number 1 to close this portion of our morning session. Hymn number 1, and we'll rise at the last verse. those parents who have children ages 3 to 4 years old, there will be classes held down the basement in the chapel starting today till Thursday, each morning till noon, ages 3 to 4. And our brother Christick will close this portion with prayer. Brother Sam.
Almighty, divine, and gracious Heavenly Father, with reverence, and in the precious name of our loving Savior, do we lift our hearts to Thee in gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving for Thy sweet Spirit that has drawn us together, whereby we can be blessed from the storehouse of Thy precious Word. We thank Thee for the assurance that the heavens will be open unto us, and that Thou wilt pour out a blessing such as we will not be able to contain. May Thy blessings be upon each heart bowed before Thee, that we might be receptive to every word that shall be spoken to us, for our edification, for our learning, for our admonitions, that we might be faithful children as we endeavor to walk in the footsteps of our loving Savior, carrying out the doing of Thy will, as worthy ambassadors, making known unto all the glory of the kingdom. We pray a special blessing upon each service of the convention, that it might redound to Thy glory, honor, and praise. And as we ask these blessings for ourselves, dear Father, ever being mindful of our dear brethren, those unable to be with us because of circumstances unavoidable to them, but Thou knowest their each and every need, we thank Thee for Thy assurance that Thy grace will be with them, Thy loving kindness. And dear Father, abide with us, we pray. Forgive us those things we fail and come short of. And may Thy name and Thy name of Thy dear Son be ever glorified forever and ever. Amen.